You know, it has to be a simulation, because if it wasn't, mankind would destroy the whole universe, the whole creation. The sin of mankind would destroy this place, and Jesus has to come back to destroy those who would destroy the earth. So the fact that you can destroy it tells you it's a construct. Jesus has to come back and bring it all back to order for 1,000 years. He has to rule with a rod of iron for 1,000 years and bring peace. The reality behind this whole thing is that it's a womb. Really, if you can't hear me by now, I don't really have much to say to you. Listen to my audios on the website, you know. But I will say this, and if you can't hear me, that's fine. I don't really care. The Hollywood stars. What's that about? Well, Hollywood is Hollywood. The cross. Stars are stars in the sky. So what are the actors doing? The actors are just playing out scripts that's actually you. When you go to a movie, you're watching yourself. The storyline just repeats. It's all a love story. Even the horror shows are somebody who loves life or loves somebody else. I don't watch horror movies, but I can pretty much write the script. There's always going to be somebody who escapes or tries to escape or loves somebody that got killed or something like that. The westerns, the war movies, the sacrifice, that's the cross. The love story, that's the cross. The horror shows, that's the cross. It's a horror show. Jesus had to go to the cross. This whole place is so evil. It's a sacrificial redemptive system. And people don't want to sacrifice, but they want somebody else to sacrifice for them. Instead of them running to Jesus, they want you to sacrifice for them. That's what the narcissistic psychopath Jezebel is all about. They know it's a hard life. So what they're doing, I can tell you what they're doing, since they don't trust Jesus. The Jezebel psychopath, she's going to steal, kill, and destroy. She's got to go through a bunch of men and get some Social Security money, if she stays married to somebody for 10 years, she gets her Social Security, and then she takes off. She hopes they die before she dies, you know. What happens if they outlive her? They get her Social Security. That's why it's all about the love of money, right? The love of money is the root of all evil. Not money, but the love of money. So the Jezebel psychopath, she's probably poisoning. She wants to poison her husband. Or, you know, sometimes if a child dies, they get money probably. I don't know if they have insurance or what. So that's why do you think? Why do you think the parents are killing the children or killing their spouses? It's all about money. You know, you say it's a love triangle, but I don't even think it's a love triangle. I think it's money. Because if somebody's been married 10 years and they die, they get that money and they go find somebody that gives them butterflies. They got them butterflies. That don't last about 90 days. And then you realize it's a normal person just like you. You fall in love, and about 90 days in, you're like, oh, they're evil. They got an evil side. They got the flesh side, too. And if they don't take up their cross daily, they're just as evil as you are. They got issues that you didn't even know. But after about 90 days, you see them, see what they are. That's why narcissists hate you, because you fall in love with somebody who's not even real. They know that if you knew the real person, you wouldn't love them. You think Delilah was fooled when Samson was in love with Delilah? She was thinking, you don't even know me, because I'm throwing you under the bus to the military. I'm going to kill you. and you're in love with me? She despised him because he didn't even know who she was. So the narcissist, psychopath, sociopath, Jezebel, Delilah, they hate you, but they're playing games. They like to play games to see if they can fool you, see if they can pull your heartstrings. It's sport to them. They got two or three or four or five that they're pulling strings with. Now, if they were just friends with somebody, that's a different story, but they always want to cross the line. They don't want to just be friends. They want to cross the line. And if you do cross the line with one and you realize what they are and you walk back, then they want to destroy you because you saw what they are and you escaped. The narcissistic psychopath doesn't want you to escape. First, they mirror and gaslight and all that. But when you do escape, they want to take you out because you saw through them. You see how evil they are. Now, are they more evil than you? No, not really. If you commit one sin, just commit them all. Everybody's evil. But usually they're criminals, and they're going to get you. They're going to throw you under the bus and do something wrong and leave you holding the bag, you know. They're not dependable. If somebody's lying to you, gaslighting you, changing their stories, they want you to be there for them, but they're not there for you. They're not dependable, so hit the road, Jack. If it's not reciprocal, hit the road, Jack. You can try the spirit, see if it's reciprocal. They're not going to be reciprocal. If somebody's really wanting to put the effort in to make something into a marriage or something, it's going to be reciprocal. There's going to be sacrifice on both parts, not just one part, both parts. You put that effort in, let's say you put the effort in for a little season and there's a limit to how much effort you're going to put in and they don't put any effort in, you have to start disconnecting because it's not real. They can claim to love all day long, but if it's they love you because you're doing for them. They only love you because you're doing something for them. If you quit doing, they don't love you anymore, and it's not reciprocal, and they disappear off the scene. You call them out on their selfishness, then they keep on doing it. They'll do it to the next one and the next one and the next one because it's their character. And their character don't change no matter who they're with. The character is the same. If you hire somebody, their character at your job is no different. They go somewhere else. The character is the same. Char actor. So the simulation and the repeat. Just think about a company. They hire you with a 90-day test to see if you're going to make it for 90 days. And if you don't make it, you're fired because it's a simulated hiring scheme, you know. It's a simulation. It's all a sim. Kind of tired. I just rolled a bathroom, painting a bathroom. Oil-based paint. Breathing that oil-based paint. I had the fan in the window, but still, it's got put me in a different kind of state of mind. I think I was breathing too many fumes. I've got an Assembly of God church van going in the wrong direction. You know, when I first got saved, I thought church people were not selfish. I thought church people had it going on. And then when I found out that some of the church people are more evil than everybody else in the planet, if they were really evil. And I think there was some news story recently about the church going to jail or did something, $5 billion or so, a lot of money or something. They got caught. Embezzling money or conning people or something. All I want to do now is go to work, do some ride share, do some remodel, work in the yard, maybe do a garden, and just chill.